The ACLU and the ACLU of Arizona are suing Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery over public records. They say the county attorney's stonewalling and delay tactics in response to a large public records request submitted by investigative journalist Sean Holstage is illegal.
The ACLU of Arizona hired Holstage to collect information about policies, procedures, budget, and employees from several county attorneys in the state. But while other officers have at least partially complied, they say Montgomery's office has not.
The county attorney's office sees it differently. Their representative told KJZZ in a statement that the request was 6 pages long, with more than 200 discrete items in it over a 6-year period. The office says the request is not being ignored, but it'll take some time to fulfill, especially since the office has received an increasing number of public records requests in recent years.
In fact, that office sent us a few photos of their records office showing boxes lining two of the walls.
So what exactly are the laws surrounding public records, and what are they meant to accomplish? For more on that, our co-host Lauren Gilger turned to Joseph Russomano, a First Amendment expert and professor of media law at ASU's Walter Cronkite School of Journalism and Mass Communication.
So let's start by sort of outlining what the laws are here. Like, when it comes to public records laws and what agencies, what government agencies are required to do, what is it?
Well, I think the key here with the Arizona law is that it requires prompt response. That is literally the word that is in the law. And it's the one that everybody seems to fall back on. Of course, therein lies the problem is how do we define prompt? It is subjective. I have no doubt that the law was written with that in mind for it to be somewhat open-ended, somewhat fluid in how it's defined, because what's reasonably prompt in one situation may not be so reasonable in another situation. So it allows for that flexibility, and I think that's a good thing overall. But I think by any definition, when you get into the hundreds of days where there hasn't been an adequate response, I think anyone would consider that being anything but prompt.
And agencies are required to hand over most information that is public, but what does that mean also? Like, they don't have to turn over everything in every instance, correct?
Correct. In all of these kinds of laws, both state and the Freedom of Information Act on the federal level, there are exemptions, whether they're specifically outlined as they are in the federal law or somewhat more loosely laid out in some of the state laws. But the government entity, which whatever one we're talking about in a given situation, does have outs, if you will, a legal ability to deny some records, or at least to redact what they consider to be sensitive information in a particular record that's been requested.
Is that also subjective?
Absolutely. It can be. And one of the problems that you have with all of these laws, federal, state, local level, is that when these decisions need to be made, does a particular record, for example, fall under an exemption? Well, who's making that decision? Well, it's the agency that the record has been requested from in the first place. So it's a little bit, some people would say more than a little bit, like the fox watching the hen house, that the government gets to make that decision itself.
But that is the way the law is written.
Yes.
So has the landscape shifted here? Like, is it getting more difficult, and has it for maybe the last decade or so gotten more difficult for journalists to get records from departments in general?
On the whole, I would say yes. And, you know, I think it's important to keep in mind that it's not just journalists who have the ability to use these laws, but it's any citizen, okay, with the idea of open government, transparency in government being the primary goal there. But I think the answer is yes. As more information becomes available, as more information is produced, there is more demand for various pieces and parts of that information. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you've got government agencies, again, on all levels of government, that are in financial binds. They don't have the kind of staff that they used to have. And so what suffers? Well, this is one of those areas that does, is there just isn't the staff devoted to fielding these requests in ways that there used to be.
Yeah. So at the same time that it might have gotten more difficult for journalists or others to get these records, it's also gotten more difficult for those agencies, for the departments. What are the challenges? I mean, staffing's one of them, right? But is it often like when you get a very extensive request, difficult to fulfill?
Well, I would, to be fair, I would probably defer first and foremost to someone who has done this. But what we tend to see is that, yeah, there can be, depending on the request, depending on the intricacies that may be involved in it, you can have a bit of a needle in the haystack sort of challenge. We like to think, and the facts bear this out, that in a digital age, as more and more records have been digitized, that the ease of finding them has increased. Mm-hmm. So while the demand is higher, we would like to think that the ease of finding them, at least to some extent, counterbalances that.
So what's the idea behind these laws in general? As you look at the landscape shifting and the way they sort of work today, are they working? Are they functioning the way these laws were meant to function?
A lot wrapped up in that. Are they functioning the way they are supposed to? No. I think that is clear, and there are organizations out there who have been monitoring these, and their conclusion is unequivocal. No, these are not working anywhere nearly as well as they should. Is it a good thing that we have these laws? Yes. But do they need to work better in addition to that? Yes. And there are all kinds of pitfalls. Many of the critics say there needs to be more in the way of enforcement, of making sure that the laws are implemented and followed in the way that they were intended to be. And again, this applies to both the national and local levels. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the you know, what these laws are meant to do, you know, it really goes back to the founding of the country. And even at that time, the notion of accountability on the part of the government, our founders, remember, did not trust the government. They did not trust themselves. And so these laws are an extension of that, the notion that the citizens who really are sovereign in terms of running the country, theoretically at least, should have access to the information of what their leaders are doing. So it's about getting to the truth, you know, something that is we see surfacing now and then in the news these days, and the importance of that, of populating our marketplace of ideas with as much information and facts as we choose to access. And when these sorts of things are ignored, many would say it's a step toward authoritarianism, that it no longer is a government of, by, and for the people. But that instead the government, and not we the people, as our Constitution demands, are running the country.
Mm-hmm. All right. Joseph Russomanno is professor with ASU's Walter Cronkite School of Journalism and Mass Communication. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.